Hello, Power Achievers, and welcome to Magnificent Monday on Designing Your Life Today. This is everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Counsell. Today, we're going to talk about conditioning your mind for success. Now, what's the big deal about conditioning your mind for success? We hear a lot about success. We hear a lot about winning. And if you are an entrepreneur, if you are stepping out there to be self-employed, I want to tell you that you have to condition your mind for success, because the truth of the matter is entrepreneurship is a seriously challenging journey. But can you make it happen? Yes. And I can tell you, is it worth it? Absolutely. When those floodgates open up, and when I talk about floodgates, we're talking about, of course, the money, when the money comes. We're also talking about the constant influx of customers and the constant just busyness of it all, and being in the mix and knowing that you are consistently solving problems and challenges for other people. You're providing some kind of product or service that's helping other people step up their game or get the things that they want so they can have a better life. So conditioning your mind for success is a very big deal. And I think sometimes that because we don't take the time to condition our mind, that we give up a lot easier, or we think we can't do something. What if I fail? Well, what if you don't? So when you condition your mind to succeed, you are automatically focused more on success than, of course, not succeeding. Now, as we talk about this today, conditioning your mind for success, I want to take a moment to remind you guys that if you missed any of our shows from last week, you want to go back and give a listen, especially our show, Positioning Yourself for Wealth and Success. And on Tuesday, I talked about taking fitness seriously. And the thing about that, it's not about whether you want to be physically fit or not. You may already be physically fit, but I give some very specific strategies for setting the right tone so that you can have the right mindset, so you can develop the right mindset, because you have to really put some attention on your mind. And I think this being August, and some people are, it doesn't matter if you're an entrepreneur, you probably only had a mini vacation, unless you're already your business is flowing and you have someone to take over when you go out of town and take a break. However, you want to take a listen to some of the previous shows, the shows from last week. We talked about creating winning circumstances, and of course, mentally creating that successful life, why you should picture your achievement. These things are very important for success. So of course, we're still kind of talking about the overall subject of positioning yourself to win. No matter what's going on in your life, no matter what challenges you're facing, you want to continue to condition your mind for success, because that's the only way you're going to come out of those challenges. That's the only way you're going to win and get the things that you want in your life and bring the best into your life. So with that being said, be sure to listen to last week's shows, and let's get on with our show for today. I want to remind you guys to stop by our website, designingyourlifetoday.com, because you can register for our free newsletter. That's where you will go into our drawing to receive one of our free books from the Power Achievers reading list, and you also get the information about the Power Achievers reading list. You can also register, or you can sign up to get the free infographic, goal setting infographic that we have there for you. It's really great. It helps you to simplify goal setting in a few steps. And so you really want to take a look at that. You can print it off. You can keep it in front of you, and you can follow it. And we've got a lot more of those types of resources coming for you, because this is your year. Our theme, and we have not gotten away from it, but I haven't mentioned it that much, but it's all about you boldly bringing out the best that's in you and boldly going for what you want in your life. It's all about you not holding yourself hostage from winning because of something that happened in your past, something that's even going on in your present, or you're facing challenges that appear to be insurmountable. Know this, there are no challenges that you cannot overcome, but you have to make a decision. All right, let's talk a little bit about conditioning your mind for success. We have to be in a mental condition to receive what we're asking for. And so if you're not getting what you want, it's because mentally you're not convinced that you deserve to have it. Mentally, you're not convinced that you should receive what it is you're asking for. So you have to, that's the importance of mentally conditioning your mind for success. If you set some major goal and it's not happening for you, and people don't like to hear this, but that's the truth, and it applies to me, you, and anyone else, is that it's because we have to really condition our mind to receive what we're asking for. Because with that conditioning, of course, comes action that has to support what we say we want. But you won't get to the action part if you don't mentally condition your mind for success. Belief in whatever the goal is, whatever the overcoming the challenges or the challenge that you want to overcome, belief that you're able to do that, it's absolutely necessary. You have to activate your faith. You have to activate that belief that, listen, I don't know how I'm going to overcome this. I don't know how I'm going to get out of this, but I can tell you, I am going to come up out of this. Why? Because I believe. Now, of course, with belief, there has to be some work. And so, these are some things that you want to consider. Now, what I'm going to do today is I'm going to give you, I think I'm just going to give you three, maybe four affirmations that are extremely powerful, but that will push you towards your success, push you towards achievement, and help you to really condition your mind for success. Affirmations are by far one of the easiest ways to condition your mind for success. Why? Because you can say them, you can feel them, you can be excited about them, and then at that point they go into your mind because now you're fully receiving what you're saying. And I have to let you know that in order for affirmations to work, you have to actually feel them. There has to be some emotional attachment to that affirmation. And I use the word attachment lightly or loosely in this case. Now, you're not hanging on to your every word of the attachment, but you're feeling your way to success through affirmations. And as a result of that feeling, now it's going to start to take root in your mind. And that's the way you begin to condition your mind for success. So that's the excitement of it all when it comes to affirmations. When you're doing the affirmations and after you're done saying them, you want to sit in quiet contemplation of all the good that you're looking forward to and feel it as an inner experience. See, all of this has to go inside, okay, and to the point where you are accepting the best of what life has to offer you. You are now buying into the idea that, listen, just because I made some mistakes, just because I have some challenges going on here, that doesn't mean that I have to stay in it and I have to whine in it, bask in it, roll in it, and just kind of just let it dominate my life to the point where I can't move forward. So this is what you want to remember. So you want to sit in quiet contemplation of good as an inner experience. Feel good about what's going on in your life. Feel good about yourself. Feel good about society. And I know those of you that are listening to this today, you're probably saying, wow, does she know what happened in Charlottesville, over the last couple of days? What's been going on? Yeah, I do. But you know what? The way things change and the way things shift is because we put out a different kind of feeling. We step away from hate. We step away from anger. We step away from those types of energies, and we contemplate the good of life. And as a result, things have a tendency to quiet down, and to the volatility of it all starts to dissipate. But of course, today's show is not about Charlottesville. Today is about you conditioning your mind for success. I am of the belief that when people can condition their mind for success, that things become better. Okay, nobody's out trying to be afraid or or attack one another because they're afraid of losing. They're afraid they're not going to get something. So the thing is that you really want to just contemplate the good of it all and dwell on the good, because the reality of it is that if you want to win, you can't divide your thinking. Good sometimes and evil sometimes, or good and not so good. Okay, now let's get right to it, because this is a very short show and I've got to remember to stick to that whole short show thing. I'm going to give you the affirmations, but remember, you have to be in a in order for them to work, you've got to be in that place where you feel the affirmation. So don't just brush over them and read them and then go off to work or go off to your business or go wherever it is you're going as though you said nothing. You want to take a moment and you want to actually hear your words and take those words in and visualize those words as you are saying them. Now, these are affirmations that I use and have used. And so I periodically change my affirmations up, of course, to fit whatever desire that I have or whatever's going on in my life that I want to either change or improve on. But let's get to it. The first affirmation is, I refuse to think of failure or doubt my own power. I am an achiever and extremely successful. The second affirmation is, I only see that what I wish to experience and look at nothing else. I'm experiencing an overflow of money, good health, and love in my life. Now, with this one, you can do this a couple of ways, or you can look at this particular affirmation two different ways. Number one, I see only what I wish to experience and look at nothing else. That's the first part of that affirmation. The second part is where you get to fill in either what you want to bring into your life or what you want to experience, or you are already experiencing it, but you want to experience it on a higher level, or you want it to continue. So you're affirming to remind yourself to stay in that energy field so that you can get what you want. Because the second part is, I am experiencing an overflow of money, good health, and love in my life. And yes, it's okay to affirm that you want money. People want money, but for whatever reason, they don't want to ask for it. Listen, ask and ye shall receive. I couldn't resist. The third one is, I am relieved of all thought of clinging to anybody or anything. Now, this is all about the law of detachment. When we talk about the law of detachment, it's about you affirming that, listen, I'm not going to cling to any one person for my success, for my wealth, for the things that I want in my life, and to provide these things for me. No, I'm not clinging to that person or any one person, nor am I clinging to any one thing, you know, because sometimes we look towards this one opportunity and we ignore other opportunities that come our way. And sometimes the very opportunity that we ignored, that was the one that we needed to put us back in the game, to push us over the top, to help us get to where it is we've always wanted to be. So in this case, don't be so clingy, right? Okay, here's the fourth one. The universe is limitless, knows no bounds, and has no confines. It is all power. You want to make that connection to God and the universe and be excited about who you are, how you're made, knowing that you're built by design to win, and stop denying the better part of who you are, which is that power that you have. When people kind of run amok and do things that they shouldn't do, it's because they're afraid of losing something. And that means that those people don't recognize the power that they have as individuals, that the universe is limitless, that there are no bounds and no confines. And the only confines and restrictions that we have are the ones that we place on ourselves. And so when you are not making enough money, you're not getting what you want. So now, granted, these things take time. You can't just snap your finger like a genie and it appears. At least I don't think you can. It'd be nice. But the reality of it is that you need to know that it's there for you. And I think the reason why you can't snap your fingers is because it requires that you do some kind of work that is supported by a strong kind of faith energy. Now, that's kind of my theory. Now, I've given you four affirmations. I said I was only going to give you three, but these are pretty good. So I have one more I want to give you. So I'm actually going to give you five. I blot out from my memory any sense of lack, limitation, or fear. There is no person to fail. Failure is a belief in limitation, and it does not exist. So when we start to remind ourselves that there is no lack, there is no limitation, other than the ones that we place on ourselves, now we can start to condition our minds to win. We're conditioning our minds that, listen, I'm a winner. I'm here to achieve. I'm here to live the best life possible. I'm here to make a valuable contribution to society. I am here to deliver the best, to just kind of leave it all here before I transition or pass on to another realm, if you will. And so you want to remind yourself, this is how you start to condition your mind for success. You know, the Bible tells us to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And so it's the renewing of your mind that's going to reinforce the idea that you are supposed to be successful, that you are supposed to win. You're not supposed to just flounder around and do absolutely nothing with your life. I find that people who do absolutely nothing with their life, they end up falling in line with someone else's purpose and someone else's plan. And as a result, they're either not happy or they're out of order and doing something that is not for the greater good. But when we can fall in line with our purpose and actually be who we were meant to be, then everything flows the way it's supposed to flow. I thought this was a great show to do on a Magnificent Monday. Why? Because Magnificent Monday is like the start of work for a lot of people, and it's just great to be able to renew your mind and think about how amazing you are on a Monday. It sets the tone for the rest of your week. With that being said, that's all I have for you guys. I'm going to be back tomorrow with more on Designing Your Life Today. So we're going to continue to learn more about positioning ourselves for success, positioning ourselves for wealth, because August is a great month to start getting into position. Remember to stop by our website, designingyourlifetoday.com. Check out the free resources that we have for you. We have free ebooks that you can download. You can join our newsletter so that you can win free books from our Power Achievers Club. You also want to join our newsletter because we got some pretty neat things that are coming up. I'm telling you, you want to not miss these new things that we have coming up throughout the rest of the year. And so be sure that you get signed up for our newsletter. I see some of you guys are signing up for our newsletter, and that's awesome. And so we want more of you to sign up. Tell your friends they want to be a part of this, because as time goes on, we're going to bring you more, not only more freebies that will help you to fall in line with your purpose, with your passion, with your talent, and have that courage to bring it out. But we're also going to provide you with information, the basics of not just starting a business, because you can find that information anywhere, but what do you do once you get it started? How do you stay the course? How do you use what you already have to win? And how do you take things to the next level? A lot of times people fall or fail in business. I was going to say fall out of business, and I could say that, but a lot of times people fail in their business, not because they don't have the tools that to help them get started, but because they don't have the rest of the story. I don't know if you guys ever heard of Paul Harvey, but he's since passed on, but he used to do this news thing on the radio, and he would always say, and now you have the rest of the story. Well, when it comes to being an entrepreneur, a lot of people talk about how to get started. They give you ideas for building an ethical business and putting all these things together, but there's more to it than that. The meat and potatoes of it that actually brings the money part. And a lot of that comes from not just having all of those tools in place. You need something else that goes with that. So you want to get registered for a newsletter, because we're going to constantly bring you resources that will give you kind of the part two of what's not being covered when it comes to being successful in business. Okay, guys, I think that's all I have for you for real this time. Listen, enjoy this magnificent Monday and do life with power.